This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of February 11th, 2018. In a recent report by the Anti-Defamation League, killings committed by white supremacists more than doubled in 2017. And as we reported last week, hate-motivated homicides of LGBT people were up a whopping 86% nationwide in 2017, according to a report by the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Programs. Transgender women of color have consistently been the most targeted group among LGBT people, each year making up the highest number of hate-motivated killings. And then there's the staggering statistic in the report on murders of cisgender, queer, gay, or bisexual men, up 400% in just 1 year. Many men, whether they be white supremacists or not, have felt their masculinity threatened by the increased push for equality for LGBT people over the years. The great majority of these homicides, which include killers who lured their queer male victims using social media apps, weren't committed by men involved with neo-Nazi or white supremacist groups. According to another Anti-Defamation League report, the white supremacist hate groups are organizing on campuses and targeting college students. And last week, CNN reported that more teenagers are identifying themselves with non-traditional gender labels, such as transgender or gender fluid, according to a brand new study. The research published last week in the Journal of Pediatrics found that almost 3% of Minnesota teens did not identify with traditional gender labels, such as boy or girl. That number is higher than researchers expected. A UCLA report from just a year ago estimated that 0.7% of teens identified as transgender. Lead researcher Nick Ryder of the University of Minnesota said the main purpose of the new study was to examine health differences between gender nonconforming teens and teens who are cisgender. The study found that transgender and gender nonconforming youth reported significantly poorer health, including mental health. Even more surprising was the rising percentage of teens who say they don't fit traditional gender norms. And here locally, the Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee announced this week that this year's Sonoma County Pride Celebration is returning to downtown Santa Rosa, where previous Pride events have enjoyed crowds numbering in the thousands. The move to Santa Rosa from Guerneville will allow the event to grow and thrive. The new location will provide improved access to public transit, hotels, accommodations, and parking. This year's celebration spans 3 days, starting on Friday, June 1st, and runs through Sunday, June 3rd. We'll have a closer look at this year's Pride celebration and the move back to Santa Rosa on the March edition of Outbeat News in Depth. And finally, the Gay Straight Alliance at Sonoma Valley High School is teaming up with the Sonoma County LGBTQ Connection to produce a Love is Love Youth Dance. It'll take place at the Sonoma Valley Women's Club at 574 First Street East in Sonoma on Saturday, February 24th at 7 p.m. You can learn more at lgbtqconnection.org. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.